A 42-year-old Marshall man who was the subject of a manhunt following two shootings on October 2, 2019 in Saline County has a court proceeding set for today. Authorities allege Terrell Palmer shot four people at two different residences. One of the victims died and three others suffered injuries. The shootings led to a citywide lockdown. Palmer fled the area and was apprehended in Mississippi on October 18th. Palmer is facing a Class A felony for murder in the first degree and several other felony charges. Due to the severity of the charges, the court has ordered no bond and Palmer remains in custody. A plea trial setting hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Saline County Circuit Court. A Boonville man facing multiple felony charges, including attempted murder, after an incident in January is due in court today. On January 3rd, Boonville police officers were dispatched to a report of shots fired in the 1300 block of Main Street. The suspect, 28-year-old Kalen Dean Hendren, is alleged to have pointed a gun at a woman and threatened to kill her. While fighting over the gun, Hendren allegedly fired it. Authorities located a bullet fragment in the wall. Hendren is charged with a felony for attempted murder in the second degree and domestic assault in the first degree and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Bond remains at $500,000 cash or surety. Hendren's next hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. Saline County Health Department is offering a walking challenge for children under the age of 18 starting today and lasting through August 15th. Health officials say the walking challenge will include prizes such as a year membership to the YMCA in Marshall, a pass to the Marshall Aquatic Center for 2022, and a Fitbit. Children who want to compete in this challenge can stop by the Saline County Health Department to pick up a pedometer and tracking sheet. Participants must wear their pedometer daily and get as many steps as possible. Participants must return their tracking sheet to the health department by Wednesday, August 18th. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will be sponsoring free COVID-19 testing in Sedalia before, during, and after the Missouri State Fair. COVID-19 testing will be available from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and Monday, August 23rd at the VIP tent on the fairgrounds. Health officials say signage will direct individuals to the testing site. Testing also will be available at the Thompson Hills Shopping Center from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday, August 16th. No pre-registration is required. Persons will receive information about notification of test results at the time of testing. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.